Hello, everyone. My name is Angel Santos, Christian business coach for women. And today's topic is how to start a business from home, as you can see right here. And this is a very popular topic. And as someone who has done this more than once and has taught thousands of women how to do it, I feel like I am uniquely qualified as someone who has done it all the wrong ways and then God showed me coaching to put me on a path of learning what to do, because at first I was doing a lot of what not to do's, right? And you might be in the same way. You may be watching this video and it's because you want to start a business. You tried before and it didn't work out. I am here to tell you that, one, you are not alone, okay? A lot of times, especially as Christian women, we start a business because we just get an idea. We have some type of interest or skill or expertise or even just hobby that we want to use to help people. That's normally how it starts. That's how it started with me. But even if we've done well in our maybe like full-time jobs or corporate or nonprofit America, that has very little to do with starting a business where you are selling to individuals, right? So if you are anything like me and you started a business and haven't made any money or want to and you're not sure where to start, you are not alone. Okay. Do not feel like you're isolated. Do not feel bad. And I also want to say, and I go deeper in this in another video, so if you like the link to that, let me know below. But what qualifies you? It's not your certification. Like, it's okay if you need to get that. Obviously, you want to, we're subject to the laws of the land. So you want to get anything that you need to do the type of job you want. But as a coach, which is an unregulated industry, which means you don't have to have a certification, and having three now, I realized that what qualified me wasn't the certifications that I thought would like help or this or that. What qualified me is that God put the idea in my heart. Right? He called me to help women just like you. And so that's what qualifies you as well, because I personally believe that each of our businesses are vessels that God will use to be a help and a blessing to others, right? So it's so much bigger than just business. And my favorite example is Joseph, right? Who went through, just like we all will, right? He went through a lot of things in referencing Joseph from the Old Testament. But it wasn't for like nothing, right? It was all in preparation, and it all had a purpose where he ended up in a position to be able to save a nation of people from famine. And yes, it came with a lot of wealth and position. And that's nothing wrong with that, right? It's just that God was behind it for a reason so much bigger than himself. And I wholeheartedly believe that about my business and each of yours, which is why I'm here to help you get started. So now I'm going to jump right in. And first, before I give you the five steps, I'm going to break this down in five quick steps. And if you'd like to know more, I actually have a complete academy where I help you step by step build out your business, right? From beginning to end. So come in academy if you like more information. Before I give you the five steps that it takes to start an online business, I want to give you how I recommend starting. And it's the same way kings who were successful in the Old Testament. Can you tell what I've been reading a lot of lately? And that is when you seek God first, right? So Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added." And I just think it's so beautiful as believers that we get to go to God. We get to ask him for a direction, right? And he will provide it. So this scripture that was actually part of my reading this morning, it says, Uzziah saw God during the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. And as long as the king sought guidance from the Lord, God gave him success. And isn't that what we want? We want to get it right. And it is a journey of faith, right? We seek God first, and we can trust that it's all going to work out, right? Okay, so after you've asked God, after you've prayed for guidance, right? You may not even need this video anymore, and that is okay, right? If he's giving you an idea, you know, he's placed something in your heart already and you're like, okay, give me the steps. Here they are. So the first thing you're going to do, and I do mean first, is choose a product. Understand you can always change this. You can make any changes to it you want. You can change the price. You can change the name. You can change what it is in its concept. First, though, before you do anything else, I want you to choose what you're going to sell. Why? One, this gets you in the habit of making decisions. And if an entrepreneur is nothing else, you are a decision maker, right? So releasing that fear of what if it doesn't work out? What if I get it wrong? It may not work out. You may get it wrong and you're learning, and that's okay. But as someone who had a nonprofit for 3 years and only made $535 in 3 years, a three-figure business, what I want you to know is that it's important to start with the very concept of a business, and that's having something to sell. Now, your product can be, I thought I had a book here. Oh, I have other books. Your product can be a book. You can have a digital book. You can have a course. The chances or opportunities to create a business from home really are endless, right? If you're specifically wanting it to be online based, then I would recommend more of like e-products, like a digital book, a workbook. It could be a planner. It can be a course. It can be consulting. You can create things for people, right? So maybe you want to build their websites, or maybe you want to do their graphics, or, you know, maybe you want to provide them with virtual assistance, or maybe you want to do personal training for them online, or advise them on their accounting or their budgeting, etc. Does that make sense? So you have a lot of different options, right? And also, don't think you can't have incorporate products too. Like one client that I have, she does skincare. She's a skincare expert, but then she also wanted to do a subscription box, like a physical box, right? So you can also do a hybrid, right? Keeping it simple in the beginning is going to be great, right? And then obviously working with someone who helps with product or program development will help you. All of that's great. And you also have the power to choose right now what you're going to sell if you don't already know. So I highly recommend choosing one product and one price, and not spending months. This should not like take months. Does that make sense? Okay, so after you've chosen a product and a price, right? And you don't have to create it yet, just choose it. Now you want to choose a platform, right? How are you actually going to sell it and collect the money? And this is very important, because, and I kid you not, you could conceptualize what you're going to sell. Like maybe you've been a nurse, and now you're going to teach people how to become a nurse, right? Great business, right? So maybe you want to keep it simple. So in the future, you want to have a course, but right now you just want to have maybe like a work with someone for like 12 weeks every week and teach them and guide them on what to do, how to do it, what test to take, where to apply, where to get your scrubs, all of that, right? So you're just going to do like a package of 12 sessions, okay? So you chose your product. Maybe you're going to charge, you know, $1,200. You know, each session is 30 minutes. So for, 6 hours of your time, you're getting $700. That, you know, or it could be more, it could be less, right? How are you going to sell that, and how are you going to deliver that, right? Are you going to use Zoom for the video meetings, and are you going to just use PayPal for the billing? Does that make sense? Like, you want to choose upfront how to get paid, because the reality is you can get a customer faster than you know. You can go to the grocery store tomorrow and end up talking to someone in the line who wants to become a nurse, send them your information, and have your first sale by the end of the week. It can happen faster than you realize. So many, thank you, Jesus, of my clients have said, wow, this happened faster than I thought, right? I've had a client come to me, and then within 30 days, she already had her first sale. And when she came to me, she didn't think anyone would buy from her because it was so many people offering courses in that same space. Does that make sense? So you want to be ready. And this is not to put pressure on you, but again, this is just to help you be successful. You don't want, and there's no need to spend 6 months debating on what platform will I use? Kajabi or will I use Wix? Will I use Squarespace? If you have a question, you can meet with a professional who deals with that, right? And they can take into account all of your circumstances and what you want to do and advise you. You can research on your own. That's fine. But again, this should not take months. So choose your platform on how you're going to deliver your service and how you're going to charge. Getting paid is important, and there's no reason to drive around picking up checks anymore. And when you can charge online, it also allows you to work with anyone, anywhere. The third thing is, now it's time to create your brand. And one way to make this, not make this video too long, one way I would say to think about building your brand is, what experience do you want people to have? Like, think about stores. Whenever a client is like, well, I'm not sure what's my brand, I say, what brands do you shop at? If you can name the five top brands you shop at, there are probably going to be qualities in each one that you want in your brand. So one of the brands that I like is Michael Kors. And I like them because they're not the cheapest, but they're also not like the most expensive at all. And they are traditionally known for having really, really great quality, right? Because at first I used to buy different purses from different places, and I tend to be hard on purses because I really use them heavily, and then the straps would break and this and that. And so when you're constantly like having to replace your purse, that's not fun. And then I remember buying my first Michael Kors, like it was a brown leather tote, which I still have, and I still have it. It still mostly looks brand new, right? So I like it because, again, not too cheap, not too much. Great quality, looks cute, right? All things I want my brand to be. Does that make sense? And even like when you go into a Michael Kors store, I feel like how you feel is how I want my clients to feel. I want them to feel supported. I want them to feel inspired. Does that make sense? Like all the things, right? And that's my specific brand. Maybe you like Walmart. Maybe you like Sears if they're still open. Maybe you really like what's that, Trader Joe's. Like, it's some, what is it about Trader Joe's that you like? Maybe you really like Gucci. Maybe you really like, I'm trying to think of other brands, Amazon. I blame Amazon. Maybe you really like Barnes & Noble. What is it about, thank you, Jesus, what is it about Barnes & Noble that you like? And what I recommend is writing out like at least five stores that you really like, actually like going into, you like buying from, and what is it about those stores that you like? And even if it's Amazon, what is it that you like about Amazon? That it's convenient, that they deliver fast, right? That they have reviews, because all of the things that you like about them could be things that your future customers will like about your brand too, right? So you want to start there and create your brand. Now, when it comes to your visual branding, how you represent your brand visually, I have another video on that on YouTube, because again, all of these steps have multiple things we could talk about, and I don't want to make this too long. But if you want that video, just type in visual brand and we will link it for you. The next step is build your audience. So you're ready, right? You've chosen your product, you have your price, you know how you're going to deliver, you are ready to sell, which just means you have the link or sales page or website, however you're going to charge them, like someone can buy from you now, right? You've created your brand. You already know the experience that they're going to have, right? You've created the visuals. And when I say you, your coach, your production team, your virtual assistant, etc., right? Now it's time to build your audience. It's time to build the group of people who you're potentially going to sell to. And I put audience, understand when I say audience, this is twofold. I recommend starting with building a network. And that just means people that you know who did not grow up with you, who did not go to school with you, and who are not members of your sanctuary. Sometimes when people first start a business, unfortunately, I've seen, especially online, I'll see people talk about how their family isn't supporting them, and your friends will buy from celebrities but won't buy from them. It's great if your family or your friends do buy from you, but that is not their job. It really is not. And building a business waiting on your friends and family to buy, that is not a business. That is not a business. That's maybe a way to make some side money, right? Like, if you want a sustainable business that is going to last, there are certain skills that you need to develop, right? And one of them is expanding your network. So just building the amount of people who know you, right? And then building your audience. So the difference between a network and an audience is an audience is people who are actually interested in what you have to offer. They may not buy immediately, but they are actually interested in what you offer, help with, teach, consult on, etc. Your network is people who know you, right? And you want to build both at the same time. And if you don't build both at the same time, start with your network, because a lot of times from your network, you can build your audience as well. And then the last one is to become your biggest cheerleader. Understand that it is your calling, that you are the one who are chosen. So just like Moses, right? When God was giving Moses his assignment, Moses was like, God, I'm not good with that whole talking thing, right? But God didn't reassign it. God didn't reassign what he had called Moses to do to Aaron. He gave Aaron to help Moses, but it was still Moses' duty to lead the people out of slavery, right? Now, I don't know what God has called you to do, but what I do know is that it's your job to show up, whether that's online, whether that's in person, however you're going to, you know, if you're going to go to local events, if you're going to speak at organizations, or maybe you're going to do it all from home, it's your job to be your biggest cheerleader and spread the word about your company, why it exists, why people should work with you, what are the benefits of the things that you offer, right? And there are so many tools online, free and paid, that you can use to get the word out there, even if you are not big on social media. And of course, if you're going to use social media, that is great too, right? Because it's a great resource. So quick recap, you're going to choose your product, okay? Choose your platform that you're going to deliver the service with and charge so you can get paid. You're going to create your brand, okay? Visually and experience-wise. So many people forget the experience, but it's like, if it's not a unique experience that comes from your life experiences and whatever God has given you, then why would they come to you instead of someone else? But when you infuse it with who you are and what God has given you, they will literally come and sometimes they will tell you, because this happens to me, that God put you in my heart, right? And that's why they're in front of you. That's why they're buying from you. You're going to build your network and build your audience. And then you're every day that you don't take off, you're going to be the biggest cheerleader of your brand. You are not bugging, right? You are a business. And one analogy or example that I heard when it comes to being the biggest cheerleader of your brand that I want to share before I let you go, because I found it very helpful too, is that, like, imagine a coffee shop, right? Imagine a coffee, let's just say Starbucks. Imagine going to Starbucks and when you're like, what are you selling today? And they're like, oh no, we're not selling coffee today. We don't want to come off as pushy. That wouldn't make sense, would it? Like, they're not going to go take down the sign from their store because they don't want to seem like they're coming off as like sleazy or inauthentic. That doesn't make sense. They're a business. They are meant to sell a product. Well, I, Angel Denise Santos, am here to tell you on this day that you are there. You are here to do the same thing. You are here to sell a service. So don't be ashamed of that. Remember that there are people on the other side whose lives will change from what you do and how you do it. Whether it's a smile that you bring into their day, whether it's something that you say encouraging that, you know, just comes through from working with you, right? I don't know how God will use your business. I wholeheartedly believe he will. Alrighty, thank you so much for watching. If you have any questions, please drop them below. And like I said, I have an academy where I work with you step by step to build all of these steps. So if you are interested, comment academy and we'll set you up with a call to go over the details. Thanks for watching.